to another episode of Real Talk with Chester Missing. You are watching a puppet talking crap on the internet. Well done. Have you driven through Johannesburg recently? It's so cuck. Joburg is like the world's wealthiest war zone. Joburg is so dangerous. They have signs all over the place saying smash and grab hotspot, so tourists can know where to go to get the full Joburg experience. The only reason Joburg has toll gates is so criminals don't have to work as hard to hijack you. But Joburg smells like success, doesn't it? Because they don't have enough water to take a shower. And in spite of all that, I still love it here. And to explain what is going on in South Africa, Joburg and everywhere, we have a South African legend, an entrepreneur, and the leader of Action SA. It's Herman Mashaba. Hello, Herman. How's it?
Fine. How's it, Chester? Always wonderful talking to you. The last time I had engagement with you, Ed, was at the was in Parliament a few months ago.
At State of the Nation.
Yeah. Was it State of the Nation?
It was the puppet show they call State of the Nation.
I can't remember what it was all about because I ended up not really. I came there, but the time I left, I was more confused to what the president
I had no
saying.
Idea what he was saying. It was like Takalani Ramaphosa. No yeah. idea. Listen, your time working at the ANC should have taught you to not agree to do interviews with puppets.
Well, I think... you know, we've got to really learn as politicians because I'm obviously, as you're aware, I'm a politician, but I'm a capitalist, unapologetically so.
Yeah.
And as a politician,
what do you call an apologetic capitalist?
Because I'm
a liar.
No,
oh,
no.
It's no such
no,
thing.
No, I love to be in an environment where I make money, but I've been deprived of that opportunity the last few years, ever since I became stupid to enter the political realm. But look, I hate the job, but it's the job that some of us needs to do.
Listen, man, do you have a hair product that can bring my hair back?
Well, absolutely. If you want your hair back or you want to get it to look great, absolutely. But as you can see, I'm
you have the same problem.
Now. I mean, look, I'm sure you've got pictures of my life in my youth.
You're sexy. So,
yeah.
Herman Mashaba. Oh, yeah. Who's your daddy? Listen, let's start silly and then get serious. Have you seen these signs around Johannesburg saying smash and grab hotspot?
Well, you know, Joburg really hates me, honestly and truly. And to see that I served as the mayor of that city for 3 years.
You were.
And we were getting somewhere. Unfortunately, the politicians realized that this man is doing things that we don't really like. Let's get him out.
Is that what happened? You made some people uncomfortable.
I made people uncomfortable. I don't know how Helen Zille in particular, obviously, I think.
Yeah, I want to ask you about
it. Let's call it for what it is when she then managed to really get hold of the ANC to say, here's this man pursuing charges of corruption against you. For us, he doesn't want to listen to us. Can you guys come out with
a motion? So are you saying the DA had where the DA people were being corrupt?
Well,
what is DA corruption?
You're aware when I was the mayor, I fired three of them, and DA refused to remove them as councillors, still kept them as councillors.
That's a bit cuck.
Unfortunately, I had no powers to remove them as councillors. And also focusing on providing services to all South Africans, particularly the marginalized. Some people in the ANC, led by Helen Zille, didn't like my approach in public service delivery.
Listen, man, I don't know if you know, the word smash is another word for, you know, hanky-panky, like, oh, yeah. Like, if you say she smashed him, it means, you know, she like, oh, yeah, oh, am I trying, are you you're an older uncle, I don't want to be rude in front of you, don't understand what I'm saying.
Just, I see our biggest problem in the city of Johannesburg, like everywhere else in the country, we've applied the principle of Ubuntu at our expense.
Yeah.
We open our borders, we said to everyone, come to Mandela's place. You can do as you please. We've got the constitution to protect you. And unfortunately, Chester, the international criminal syndicates have identified our country to be their playground.
So they come here. Sorry, I just got to get my hand in my ass getting tired.
They'll be protected. They'll be fed. They will go to our clinics.
But I hear what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I hear there's only so much. There's only so much Marmite to go around. But that being said, when German tourists arrive in Cape Town, those international, what are they called? These digital nomads. Mm-hmm. We're not having the DA trying to kick them out. It's just black foreigners we seem to have a problem with. Don't you think this is just kind of xenophobic?
You know, let me tell you something. Something for Chester, you can check it out. 22nd of October 2019, yep. I went to go and present the challenge of undocumented foreign nationals in the city of Johannesburg.
Yeah.
And I called it the World Cup of Crime. I had stats which I presented to Parliament.
Yeah.
To show them that we always, when we talk about undocumented foreign nationals, we talk about South Africans, that we have people from United States, from Germany, from literally everywhere
in the world.
Do you know
who the first undocumented? Do you know who the first undocumented foreign nationals were? 1652. Oh. On the dromedaris, Jan van Riebeek, foreign national number one.
Look, I think we must accept this country was built at the back of migrants. And it's something that, to me personally, I embrace, and we must continue embracing people of the world to come here. But they must come here legally. When they are here, they must respect our laws. But unfortunately, we put in a constitution that actually protects criminality. And that's something that, as a country, if we need our children to inherit a better country, we need to really, as a matter of urgency, look at our constitution.
Yeah, I think the constitution is what this country is built on. I'm just worried the word smash and grab makes it sound like it's where people can go to pump. That's all I'm saying. Why didn't you want to join the GNU?
Well,
because it's a great opportunity. You could have been a minister. You could have been the minister of hair. Our first minister of hair. Think about it. Hair Mashaba, minister of hair.
I can imagine at the rate that
you could have had a blue hairdryer.
Actually, Chester, you're saying it as a joke. But
yes, I am saying it's a joke.
If you look at the size of this cabinet, I'm sure if I proposed to them that yes, I'm happy to come
That's
in and
true.
I become a minister of hair, I'm sure they would have accepted.
They would have seriously considered it. They have a minister of literally bloody everything. Because I've never seen the minister of sports, arts and culture look at art once. Not a single time. His main job seems to be taking selfies.
Well,
Gaten McKenzie.
Why we did not participate in the GNU. Because in the first place, it was a wrong concept to really call this government of national unity, because there was never unity from day one.
Yeah.
It's crisis after, from literally, you remember, they signed that letter of intent at the last minute. So
yeah.
Crisis was there even as they were signing.
Yeah.
There was already crisis. And look at today, how many months later, they are going from one crisis to the other.
But seriously, what like, if you could sum it up in one sentence, what didn't you trust about the concept of a GNU?
Because I think we were fooling South Africans by calling a coalition government, call it a government of national unity. Because government of national unity, you form it when there's a crisis in a country. All the political parties are invited, not something that is led by the ANC. The ANC actually were trying to hoodwink South Africans to believe, because they'd lost the majority and they still wanted to remain relevant. And I think for us as Action SA, we saw this. And more especially with DA now joining them, we realized that with MK and EFF, there's not going to be a constructive opposition.
We
accepted to play that role.
You want to be there? Because now you're on position with MK. That's kind of weird. Don't they fart in all the meetings steal all the buffet food? And I mean, how do you focus on being in opposition where you've got such chaotic opposition?
No, I think please understand, democracy doesn't mean that if you're not in government, you are in partnership with the other political parties. We on our own as Action SA, we six members of parliament. MK is there as another opposition. They are the official opposition. But if you look at our performance with six members of parliament, Chester, I'm sure if you are not biased, Action SA is actually an unofficial opposition.
We're
a constructive opposition in the parliament, because with MK, and EFF, they reject everything. Whether good or bad, it doesn't matter. As long as it comes from government, they reject it.
Are you not aware, though? You do look like you stole MK's tracksuit. It's the same color. You're like, oh, I'm going to steal their idea. Or did they steal your idea because they came after you?
We're 4.5 years old. And
there we go. They're like 2 weeks old.
MK's, when were they launched? So they were launched
yesterday. Why aren't you in parliament? I mean, you're a businessman. You know what you're talking about. You could really add to the conversation. Did you not have enough tracksuits? There was only tracksuits for 6.
I think Chester was really very strategic for me. I remember to my team, including my wife, had no idea why I was refusing to go to parliament.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yes, let me tell you why. If I was in parliament, I would not have ActionSA would not have achieved things that we've achieved today, because I realized let's send the best of our best, and the 6 members of Parliament of ActionSA, they are some of the best guys in the country.
Got you.
I wanted to demonstrate to South Africa that the leader does not have to really be the person the country depends on. I want to really play a role of really being a facilitator.
The puppet master. That's a Takalani Herman.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something that I really want to really contribute in this country. Identify South Africans who can really go out and be given opportunities, but must be ethical.
Uncle Herman, listen, man. Helen wants to be the mayor of Johannesburg. What are you going to do to take on? You're going to get a blonde wig and then confuse some of her white voters. Hello, I'm Helen. What are you going
to
do?
Oh, I tell you, you know what, Chester, if Helen wants to come to Joburg as the mayoral candidate, I think for us as ActionSA will be a bonus. It's going to be making it easier because we'll be one political party out of Action, because Helen Zeller's approach to politics, unfortunately, is not going to resonate with the people of Johannesburg. 80% of the voters in Johannesburg are black voters, and Helen is not prepared, openly not prepared to provide services to them.
But so, Uncle Herman, that's exactly the issue.
You can imagine we've got to compete with someone where 80% of the voting bloc, Helen is not interested.
No, Gambela, but you know, I interviewed a few years ago and you weren't talking about race. You actually sidestepped race a lot, and now you've started to. When you worked with Helen, she went, some of my best friends are black. Did she mean Herman Mashaba?
Well, let me tell you something, Chester. You know, in life we learn. I can meet you now. I'm meeting you. I think, Chester is a great guy. Only to discover, no, man, Chester is not what I thought he was.
No, I'm a white puppet of the white guy's hand in my ass. I'm basically an Investec account.
It's not my fault. If I discover you to be what you're not. And also, if you discover that you think, oh, my goodness, this Herman we thought was a great guy, we're criticizing ANC corruption. All of a sudden, now he's criticizing us. He's a flip-flopper. He's a racist. If that's obviously the perception of some people, it is their problem. It's not. For me, I think racism is a racism. South Africa, Chester, didn't start in 1994.
No.
I was born in 1959, a year after...
You were born in 1959? My
yes.
God, you've aged well.
1959, Chester.
You've clearly been using your products
let me
on
tell
your face.
You something very fundamental and historic. Mm. You know, H.F. Verwoerd, the architect of apartheid, became the prime minister in 1958. So you can imagine, I was born in a very difficult...
The perfect time to be born as a black guy in South Africa, right?
Know.
As Verwoerd comes to power. Your parents nailed that one. Sure, that's a lot, boss.
You can imagine, I was born at the time when H.F. Verwoerd, if he had a way to get rid of us, would have gotten rid of us. And grew up until 1994 when we ushered a new democratic dispensation. And unfortunately, a lot of Verwoerdians are still here in our country.
Oh, completely. Verwoerdians is a good name for them.
Lots of them.
They're called AfriForum.
You talk to a lot of them. You look at from 1948 up to 1994. You ask a lot of people who used to vote for a national party.
Yeah.
You can never come across one who
voted for... No, they're all gone. They all listen to Gareth Cliff.
Probably they're all dead because with the...
No, they're lying. They're lying. They're all called Gareth Cliff and the Kiffness. Listen, you are a wealthy, wealthy man. Well done. We're proud of your success. Have you ever hidden money in your couch? Would you advise that as a financial investment plan?
Let me tell you, Chester, if you might not really know about me, I was a gambler playing dice in the township.
Please don't do that with your hand. No, it looks disgusting. No, don't do that.
No,
you look like you're smashing, grabbing yourself.
No, that's how.
Stop it.
You know, for me,
it's disgusting, man. I'm sorry. This is a family show. I can't apologize for what Herman just did.
Chester, I want you to understand the historical context of South Africa that you must not really hide it.
Tell me now, please.
You know, for me to really be able to go to school, but especially from Form 1 to Form 5, because my mother was working in Johannesburg as a domestic worker, I had to take care of myself. Every Friday night, I go and gamble. Or Saturday. If I'm not successful on Friday, I'll go on Saturday until I went to university. That's the only time I used to really break the law in a big way. But I also decided when I was 10, 22, that I'm not going to comply with the apartheid laws, which said to me as a black man, I can't go into business. And I said, I'm going to go into business. I had the chance of being arrested every morning when I left home going to sell products from the boot of my car. I was expected to carry a reference book, a dumb pass.
Yeah.
But I managed.
You made it.
I made it. I managed to be a master in ducking and diving from the police. So the apartheid government let them know, here was someone who once decided directly, unapologetically, to be a criminal, ducking and diving from the police, playing games with them when they corner me, asking for my reference, because I'll never produce it, because the reference book wasn't just about carrying it. Was about saying, are you allowed to be in this particular area?
Oh, exactly.
Area?
Oh, no,
so
exactly.
People don't understand it. Wasn't just that you have an ID. You had to really have your white employer signing it every month to allow you to be in a particular area.
Unbelievable.
So for me, the only way I could survive was not to, even when I had it, not to show it to them, because I'll be arrested for being
in
the wrong
place. So how did you not
show?
What did you do? Did you wave hate product at them? What did you do to
What I discovered early stage of my navigation of this exercise was to always be in a suit and a tie.
Oh. Yeah. Did they think you were a dominie?
Oh, yeah. Then they would think,
a priest.
You know what? I would always come up with an excuse.
Pastor Herman.
When they ask for my ID, I'll say, no, man, I'm working for APSA, or I'm working for First National Bank, whatever, around the corner. I said, no, but I'm at work. I'm going to do some work. But let's go to the offices. But obviously, because they wouldn't want to be embarrassed, going to a big company to be embarrassed that, yes, a black guy that you can see is not a criminal. And
so, Herman, is that a no? You wouldn't put money in your couch?
I don't really have.
You should try it. I've heard that it's very good. It works at Pala Pala. It could work for you. Just with your money, you might need to get a bigger couch.
No, you can imagine.
You're going to have to get three couches.
No, fortunately.
Maybe four. For that black like me money.
Unfortunately enough, I don't have much money that the banks will not take, unlike our president. Our president has got so much money that the banks can't even handle.
Don't lie. I know you loaded. Look at your sexy tracksuit. Listen, man. One of Action SA's solutions to BEE, like a new idea for it, is a 3% tax on the private sector to uplift poor people. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. I think, you know, for us as SNSA, because I've always been really very vocal about the BEE, I've always been for transformation, and that's something
I'm. You were less on it when I last spoke. Last time I spoke to you, you were a little bit resistant to it. I'm not going to lie.
I'm resistance against the ANC triple BEE.
So what is it that you don't like?
We're proposing what we call inclusive economic empowerment, where we want to do away with all these agencies that are harassing businesses every day. We are saying to businesses, contribute between 3 and 5% of your profits to a fund that is going to be managed by professional people, being appointed by parliament, report to parliament. Use this money to go and uplift poor black people, go and fund black entrepreneurs. Let me just tell you, Chester, when I started my business, I conceived the concept of Black Lives Matter in 1984. January of 1985, I got the 30,000 rands funding from a black business guy. You know what he charged me? He wanted me to repay the loan in 3 years, charged me prime plus 10, and then I had to give him 25% shareholding. It was one of the most expensive funding. But I'm really so grateful to Walter Dube for giving me the funding, because fortunately enough, he did not have a penalty clause. I repaid him back in 7 months.
So business contributing to you is how you made it, and you think doing the same. I just think that money's going to get stolen, boss. As you said, 3%, no, that money was already stolen. It's gone. No, they stole it before we even got it.
It can only be stolen if we leave our criminal justice system with the current chaos that we have. We need an independent criminal justice system. For as long as we've got this captured criminal justice system, we've got a problem. I mean, what happened on Sunday with General Mkhwanazi is really a tip of an iceberg of what's happening in this country. So we need the scorpions back, whatever we're going to call them. And the head of the scorpions cannot really be appointed by the president. We need a system where the head of the police, the head of the prosecuting authority, cannot be Batoi being appointed by Cyril Ramaphosa or the president. Must be someone totally independent. And we must.
I think it should be Simpiwe Shabalala, because that guy can stop absolutely anything. Listen, it's a sports joke. Never mind. With the VAT increase, you guys, Action SA, said yes to the budget just because the ANC said they would scrap the VAT's increase later. And that freaked me out, because when is the ANC ever done what they said they're
going to do? Well, remember, Chester, when I made the pronouncement to South Africa, I've always maintained, I said, come the 30th of May, South Africa is not going, 1st of May, South Africa is not going to have VAT. Do we have VAT? ANC had to really make a commitment.
I know, but it was on the edge there.
Because let me tell you that you are deliberately ignoring.
What?
Action SA didn't support the fiscal framework because we wanted to help the ANC. We wanted to stop the extortion approach, the blackmail of the DA, who were prepared to vote for the ANC for a 2% VAT on condition that they do away with the transformation agenda.
Okay.
When this matter came to my attention,
it was a variety of factors going on there.
I took it personal. I said, ANC, how can we help you? But one thing that I was clear about, I made a pronouncement even before time. I said, I will talk to the ANC on condition that they give us a commitment that they won't be vet come the 1st of May.
And because I've never seen the ANC do anything that they promise. They promise it. It's almost like they're promising not to do it.
Well, we don't have vets.
That's true.
We don't have vet, which is
you
a
win
fact,
that one.
Okay?
Yeah, but I want to ask you.
And let me also give you another example.
Yep.
Sometime last year, when I had given our support to the DA to run the city of Tshwane, and the DA literally refusing to provide services to black communities, and eventually I got fed up after really engaging them for over a year. I then decided I'm removing them, and that's when ANC came to talk to us, gave the commitment, says, ANC, we are happy to work with you on condition that we can negotiate other stuff, on condition that Action SA takes over the mayorship, firstly. Secondly, make sure that any element of corruption, no one is going to cover. If the government must collapse, it will collapse. If ever there will be corruption and you don't want us to treat it, then we are happy as Action SA for that government to collapse. And lucky enough, here is it, the city of Tshwane has over-delivered for people of South Africa. It's a model that I really hope that South Africa one day will adopt in all the municipalities, including Cape Town.
Okay.
I want Cape Town to learn from Tshwane. So
listen,
that they must understand
when you run
government, you don't just run government for certain people. You must run government for everyone.
You say that, but there's more clean water in my ass than there is in the whole of Tshwane. So I'm skeptical. What I need to understand is this Dada Morero guy that you... Why did you work with the ANC at all if you knew that they were scumbags? Because now you've decided you're never working with them again.
I'm working with them in Tshwane where we...
But why are you doing it? Uncle Herman, don't you see these guys are scumbags? It's like when your ex cheats on you and you say, get back together. And then you get back... It's like starting to date Tiger Woods and not think he's going to pump someone else.
With a DA that does not want to provide services to black areas.
Yeah, you see, there's your stuck. Because it's the ego, bad choices in either direction.
Then allow the country to be without government. So those are the options. As South Africans, Chester, you've got to really decide. You want to really have a country where there's no government, or you have a country where political parties can agree on their coalition arrangement in advance.
Okay, but answer me this.
Here is it. We are proving it in 20. We're turning that city around like no one has ever seen. People of Amanskraal are now, most of the areas are now getting clean water because through the DA in 2019 gave Edwin Sodi a contract for the Royal Water Treatment Plan. Yeah. We've done away with all that. We are holding one another accountable for service delivery. And our mayor, Dr. Nasipi Moya, honestly, it's a model for coalition arrangement for all the municipalities, yeah, including Cape Town, to actually learn.
But Uncle Herman, I have a very important question.
You cannot leave poor people behind.
No, we mustn't. We mustn't. I have a very important question of national importance. Okay, this is the most important question I'm going to ask you today.
Yes.
So just listen closely.
I'm listening.
When you were working with Dada Morero, did you ever ask him, who's your Dada? Dada?
Let me share one of the.
You did it. You have failed us, Uncle Mashaba. No, it was sitting right there. Who's your dada?
Let me share something with you. I think about a month or so after we elected him as a mayor, had a meeting with him. I said, Dada, tell me, I've got serious concern before this thing gets out of hand. You've appointed MMC of Finance, Margaret Arnolds. I said, I've got absolutely no issue with Margaret. I know I have worked with her. But as MMC of Finance, I have a child. I've got a problem with that. Because MMC of Finance is like your chief financial officer. You need a capable person who can really look after the city's money. You know what he said to me? He said, no, I appointed her because I want to control her. I said, Dada.
Unbelievable.
I said, Dada, are you listening to me? Are you sure?
Is that
the
madness
reason?
Madness. Madness is Takalani Dada.
Total madness.
It's a puppet show.
And this was just at the beginning. And obviously, over time, you know, we got really fed up with Section SA, where we voted against his adjustment budget. We voted against his budget.
Without
consulting us. Because Action SA, we are not voting cattle.
I hear you.
We need to really be respected, like we respect our coalition partners in Tswana.
I want to take it away from Joburg and South Africa now and ask you a bigger question. How do you think Ramaphosa handled Donald Trump? And what do you have to say about how we handle this 30% tariff we might be getting? Will you stop sending hair products to America?
Well, I think, press conference in the Oval Office did a lot of damage for us in South Africa, because our president, when he left, he says, no, he's going to be telling Donald Trump one thing or another. So for Donald Trump to understand that South Africa is a sovereign country. But what actually transpired on that day, where they ended up saying, no, South Africa is actually, we're not only killing the farmers, we're killing everybody.
I know. Oh, don't worry. It's everyone who's dying. It's insane. It's like stealing a Coke. Like stealing a Coke, and then they catch you stealing. I'm not just stealing Cokes. I'm stealing all the flavors.
So basically, the president went to win a show, Donald Trump in the world, to say, no, we're not only killing the farmers.
We're killing
everywhere.
Everyone. Can I make a suggestion, a business suggestion for you?
That's just in a nutshell my
No,
take
it's nuts.
Of
it's nuts.
That.
I agree. It's nuts.
It's total madness.
It's nuts. Listen, can I make a business suggestion for you?
Yes.
You need to start a new product range. Yeah, for Donald Trump. It's not black like me. It's orange like me.
No.
Oh! Orange like me is genius. I've got 30% of the profits.
You know what? I think I've got better ideas to start other business ventures, but at the moment, I'm full-time in politics.
Actioning your actions. Smash and grabbing.
I've got my wife looking after my family affairs. I'm full-time doing this job that I hate.
You're mad.
The job that doesn't pay me.
I think you're mad.
Are you aware? I don't get paid.
I don't get paid either, so don't complain. I live in a suitcase.
No, I'm not complaining. No, in fact,
I don't get paid. I haven't been paid in years.
I feel I'm privileged that I can really be able to do this job without being paid. and I pay the party.
That's the attitude. You know, that's the attitude.
And I think it's a privilege that I don't take lightly. I'm grateful to South Africans for having put me in this environment. You're aware my business has been running now for 40 years.
That's amazing.
I started my business January of 1985.
Wow.
So 40 years later, my business is...
Your business is a millennial.
And it has given me an opportunity to expand in other areas as well.
Listen, Uncle Herman, this is a difficult question. What's your position on Israel and Palestine? Answer in 30 seconds or you're going to get cancelled. Go.
Well, you know, Palestine and Israel, for me, honestly, truly, I really wish... And I pray for them that one day the leadership can emerge that can accept that they have to accept to coexist. For as long as you side with one, for us, more especially from outside, we will be failing.
But isn't that a bit like saying we should have sided with Fawut, like, oh, we need to hear Fawut out? I mean, it's apartheid. We're oppressed by South Africa. How can we be silent?
Very far from being the same situation. It's the situation.
It looks kind of similar to me.
Complex. Honestly, for me, if I'm an advisor to anyone, is to really advise the Jews and the Palestinians to emerge a leadership that can make them coexist, because you can't do away, you can't get rid of the Jews, you can't get rid of the Palestinians. They are survivors.
I know, but you could say the same thing about us. If it looks like apartheid, if it smells like apartheid, it's apartheid. But Uncle Mashab, I think we need to move on because we're going to run out of time. And I really want, my fans sent me some questions that I needed to ask you. My first one that my fan said is, when are you hitting the gym? This is not my question. I think you look hot, but they are.
Fortunate enough, I have a gym at home.
Oh,
next to my
God.
Bedroom.
What do you do? Do you press ups? What do you do?
I don't kill myself. I just do light.
Thank God you don't kill yourself, because that would make
to
Action SA
my
awkward.
Back and really keep myself fit. So I've got a full-fledged gym in my house.
Okay, we have a surprise guest here for you, Uncle Mashaba. And I asked her to come. We've invited Helen Ziller here today. Herman Mashaba, it's unbelievable that I'm here with you again. I thought we'd never talk.
Helen, you're most welcome to come and be the mayoral candidate in the city of Johannesburg. You're a South African. You have all the right. I heard you saying that you still love Johannesburg.
I do. I love Joburg.
Come through. We're waiting for you.
But Helen, I need to understand. Herman, I need to understand. How could you stab me in the back and jump in with the ANC? How could you? I even started using your hair products.
Well,
Caucasian like
Helen,
me.
If we talk about backstabbers, you must be the biggest in the world. You want
you lying bastard. Helen, you lying bastard. How could you say that?
You're one of the persons, and honestly, and I really mean it, that, and I've said this many times, if there's anyone who can pass the lie detector test in the world, it's you.
You, I can't believe that I've been invited here to be insulted by this outrageous charlatan. You're a charlatan.
Because Helen believes...
You're a two-bit party.
Helen, you believe your
unbelievable
lies.
Even the name of your party sounds like porn. Action SA. I mean, it's ridiculous. Listen, by the time I'm done, Herman Mashaba, you won't... Your name won't be Herman. It'll be No Man. No, I've had enough.
Helen,
Action SA.
Ask Peter
bastard. Not even Floyd Shivambu will work with you. I've had enough of this shit. Wow, that was weird. Sorry, Helen. Helen did some weird stuff there. I'm sorry, Herman. I don't know what happened there.
It's interesting. Helen's not going to be happy with me.
I don't know what you mean. She was just here. She must... Herman Mashaba, it was great talking to you. Thank you for making time to come talk to us today.
Oh, you know, wonderful. Just a great opportunity. Always a pleasure talking to you, having fun. And I know you love South Africa like I do. So let's all be patriots and put South Africa first.
Thank you. And I need you to look into your camera. Look into your camera that you're talking into. The camera guy will show you which one. And I want you to say, watch this podcast or we will expropriate your hair without compensation. Say it.
Watch this podcast by Chester. If not, we're going to expropriate your hair without compensation.
Amandla, you heard it from the hair man. Thanks, Herman. Okay, you need to leave so I can do the exit. You need to get up and go.
Thank you.
Go. Just go stand over there in the corner for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for watching Real Problem with Chester Missing. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, share, do all the things, and tell us who you want next as a guest. Okay, bye.